Pacific Mornings
on ABC Radio Australia.
The Micronesian President Summit wrapped up in Palau last week. The meeting brought together leaders from Palau, Kiribati, the Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia and Nauru. Australian Senator Anne Rustin is the Assistant Minister for International Development and the Pacific and attended the summit. I spoke to the Senator earlier and started by asking her what her takeaways from the meeting were.
Micronesia have got a very unique set of issues that they're addressing, probably because of the northern nature of their location. They're very close to Asia, much closer to Asia than the rest of the Pacific, particularly Polynesia. So they had some very specific issues that were logistical to their area, but they had the same concerns as the rest of the Pacific. Climate change is very much top of their agenda, and how they mitigate against the impacts of a changing climate, particularly when it comes to infrastructure. So I think they were reasonably predictable in the sense of they sort of were in line very much with the issues that came out of PIF, but there were some issues that were very specific to the northern part of our region.
And on that focus on climate change, did the leaders question Australia's commitment to tackle the issue?
No, it was a very positive and inclusive conversation, and talked about what we needed to do generally as the Pacific, about making sure that we had the infrastructure and built the resilience into our communities to make sure that we could deal with a changing climate. It certainly wanted to make sure that the rest of the world was very aware of how much climate change was impacting the region. So it was a very inclusive conversation.
And why was it important that Australia had a presence there at the summit?
Look, there is no doubt that the Australian government has made a very, very clear and strong decision in relation to its increased engagement in the Pacific. And as the Prime Minister said when he visited Fiji and Vanuatu, if you've got to step up, you've got to show up. And there is no way that you make the kind of connections, establish the kind of relationship, and you actually get to understand the nuances and the details of situations if you're not there in person. And so we've taken the view that it's very important that we actually get out and engage with all of the countries of the Pacific to find out what their particular and, you know, individual issues are, to make sure that any activities that we're undertaking in the Pacific meet the objectives of the Pacific nations themselves and the Pacific in general.
And now, last year it was announced that new diplomatic posts would be set up across the Pacific in the Cook Islands, Niue, French Polynesia, Palau and the Marshall Islands. How is that coming along, and how have the leaders welcomed that news?
Very, very welcomed. I actually had quite a long meeting with the Prime Minister of Palau, and he was very excited about the fact that Australia had seen the value in having a post in Palau, and along with the Marshall Islands, who were also there. I think they see that, you know, it's an increased demonstration of Australia's, the importance that Australia places on the individual nations and the Pacific as a whole. So, yes, it's been very well received right the way across the Pacific.
And it was your first visit to Palau. What were your impressions of the country?
It is one of the most beautiful countries you'll ever visit, an amazing tourism destination. But because it is only has a reasonably low number of tourists, it's a bit of an unknown destination. So if anybody was considering wanting to have probably one of the most beautiful ecotourism holidays, I would certainly highly recommend Palau. Amazing tourism product. It's absolutely pristine. And the opportunities to be able to do things there and without 100 people around you is just amazing. So, yeah, it's a very beautiful country. It's a very proud country. Amazingly clean. I certainly put it high on your bucket list of places to visit.
A TripAdvisor recommendation from an Australian senator. I don't think it comes higher than that. Now, obviously your trip was part of Australia's step up. Did you actively discuss the issue of China with the Micronesian leaders?
China was raised on a number of occasions in a number of different fora. Certainly, I think there is a view that there is so much investment needed in the Pacific, including the Northern Pacific, that nobody's going to turn away a generous offer from any country. But I think there is a very clear desire from the Pacific nations, particularly those in Micronesia, that any investment that goes on in their countries, any interaction or activity by foreign interests in their countries, they want to make sure is in their own best interest. So I think they're very aware of what they want and what they need, and so I would like to think that when they go back out to the marketplace in the future, that they're actually making sure that their goals, their aspirations and their objectives are being met by any investment that we see back into the Pacific from any nation, whether it be China, the US, Japan, because everybody is very interested in the Pacific at the moment. It's actually getting a whole heap more attention than it has in the past. And I think it's very important that we work with these nations to make sure that they are getting what they want.
Because US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sent a message to the summit which focused on the region's continued support of Taiwan. Is this a sign of concern about China's growing influence in the Northern Pacific and a potential shift in alliances?
Well, I'm obviously not going to channel Mike Pompeo and what he was trying to suggest by his commentary, but certainly, there is a huge amount of interest in the Pacific. Some countries in the Pacific recognise Taiwan, others don't. There certainly is some influencing going on to try and position around that particular issue. But more broadly, it wasn't a big issue that was raised. It was much more about the real nuts and bolts things of day-to-day operation, as I said, dealing with the issue of climate change, making sure that the individual sovereignty of the nations was respected and upheld, making sure that as a region they collected together so that their voice would go forward with much more power than it would as individual nations. So I think that there were much bigger issues at play during the summit than that one.
And on another issue, Senator, last week it was reported that Australian reality TV programs could be broadcast in the Pacific, and the response from Pacific audiences was not that positive, saying that they would prefer more locally produced content rather than, Married at First Sight. What is your response?
Well, having seen Married at First Sight for the first time last night, I thought to myself, yes, I don't blame them. Look, I think one of the things that we do need to be working with the individual nations, Pacific nations, is about what kind of content they'd like. And I think it goes both ways too, because I think Australians would probably be quite interested in getting to see more content that came out of the Pacific as well. So, we do need to definitely look at what it is the Pacific are asking for, what they're wanting to see, but also making sure that we're sending a really good message with any of the content that we're sending out there about, what Australia is doing, about Australia in general, and equally seeking to get Pacific content back into the Australian market as well. So, I'm very happy to continue to work with the Pacific nations as well as our media broadcasters in Australia and media broadcasters in the Pacific to make sure that the content that we're providing and sending out to the Pacific is what the Pacific wants.
So maybe not Married at First Sight then?
Oh, well, that was a throwaway line by me. But, if that's what they want, then that's fine. But if they're not interested in Married at First Sight, well, then maybe we shouldn't be broadcasting it.
And just finally, on another issue, Australia's first woman to serve as Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, announced that she will be retiring at the next election. How big a loss is her resignation?
Look, Julie has been one of the most amazing foreign ministers, if not the most amazing foreign minister that Australia has ever had. I mean, she has made Australia a giant on the world stage just by the way that she's behaved. So she will be a huge loss to us. But, as any of these positions go, I mean, Julie's spent 21 years of her life. She's given up 21 years of something else that she might have been doing to invest it in public service for Australia. She's made a decision to move on and do something else now, so that opens up an opportunity for another young person to come in, and it's really important that we continue to have renewal. So, it's with great sadness that I see Julie go. She's been a great friend to me and a great friend to many others in the party, but, obviously wish her all the best for whatever she's doing, and I'm sure this won't be the last we see of Julie Bishop.
That was Australian Senator Anne Rustin, who is the Assistant Minister for International Development and the Pacific, talking about her attendance at the Micronesian President's Summit in Palau, amongst other things.